Hello, my name is Audrey. I am 30 years old. The date is June 27th, 2022. I am the StoryCorps virtual recording booth calling from Washington, D.C. And I'm here with my sister, Isolde. I'll leave it to her for her introduction.
Hello, I'm Isada. My pronouns are she and her. I'm a neurodivergent woman with brown hair, blue eyes, and very long eyelashes and glasses. I use an eye gaze computer to talk. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Thank you so much, Isolde, for giving me the time to interview her and interview you. And also, for the record, I am a tall white woman with long red blonde hair, blue eyes, and glasses with thick black frames. I am really excited to talk today about objects that are important to us. So, Isolde, could you tell me about an object that makes your life better?
An object that has made my life better is my eye gaze communication device called Toby. I call it the Toby.
I am very familiar with Toby, who gives you your voice that we could hear so clearly today. Can you describe to us a bit how it works and why it's important to you?
I don't speak like you do, but I understand everything you tell me. I use an eye gaze computer to talk. It's very cool. My eyes look at something on the computer screen and it will say what I would like to tell you. If I don't have my communication device with me, you can also use your hands to ask me something. If you give me two choices, I will look at the hand that is saying what I would like to tell you. However, my communication device is what I prefer.
Now, and I know that you have a lot of work and functions saved on your Toby, because as you were saying that it's created specifically for you. So can you tell me a little bit about what you can do when you use your Toby?
My Toby helps me engage in thoughtful conversations around important issues. My Toby has allowed me to express my feelings and emotions with others. My Toby gives me the opportunity to connect with others and share my ideas. The way that my Toby is categorized helps facilitate my conversations. I also utilize phrases and words on my Toby to take college courses. I have now taken eight college courses focused in history, the arts, disability, and social justice. I have created my own norm for communication.
And it has been so much fun to see you doing all of these things, Isolde. I know that getting your Toby is actually quite recent. Before that, you had a lot of other communication devices. So can you tell me a little bit about what it was, how long you've been using Toby, and what it was like to switch and to start using this technology?
I began using an eye gaze system at the age of 15 in 2010. Before that, I used a touch screen computer, and others had to facilitate most of the touch. Using an eye gaze system for the first time was wonderful. I felt excited. Transitioning from the touch screen computer to my Toby was like my own personal renaissance. I felt more independent and that I could share more of my thoughts and feelings. I feel calm and content when using my Toby.
I can definitely see that, Isolde. And again, it's always been wonderful to hear your voice and to have see you have so many options of what you can do. I know also you have times when you cannot use the Toby, either because you're not allowed to, or you can't. Can you tell me a bit about examples of when you can't have it with you and what that's like?
I understand that I rely on others to help make the Toby accessible to me, to have it turned on and ready and available. But others don't always understand what it is like for me when I don't have my Toby. Others often assume that I don't understand what is going on when I do not have my communication device with me to contribute to the conversation. Even though I do have some nonverbal communication, such as gesturing with my body, smiling, and facial expressions, it isn't the same as speaking with a Toby. Without my Toby, people usually just do not talk to me or assume that I don't understand. It makes me feel like others have a low expectation of me. This is frustrating. Sometimes not having it in front of me makes me feel sad, anxious, moody, and guilty. Asking for access is very difficult. Often, I can feel guilty for needing to ask. Others just don't know what it is like. It can feel lonely. Others don't always understand why accessibility is so crucial.
Thank you for sharing, Isolde. That was really important to hear. Can you tell me some examples of times where you often can't use your Toby?
It is difficult to use my Toby when my family and I are traveling. I am not able to use this object as much as I would like at big gatherings when there is a lot going on. When I do not have access to my Toby, I feel sad. When I am being supported with other physical activities, I am not able to use my Toby as much as I would like. I do not feel informed or connected to others as much when I am not using my Toby to communicate. Sometimes I can feel disrespected by others who do not take the time to understand how I communicate. I am not able to argue my thoughts, comments, or negotiations when I am not using my Toby. I feel strongest when I am using my Toby.
Thank you, Isolde. And I know, I think you have a number of questions that you wanted to ask me as well, so I'll open the floor to you.
I have some questions for you. What are you able to do now that you could not do without this object?
Well, so I think I saw that you wanted to ask me about an object that was important to me, and I think I have to go very low tech because I am very dependent on notebooks, which, you know, thinking about what do I always take with me when I travel, and I do need something that I can always write with. And so what I couldn't do, or I could do without, that I couldn't do without the object is help me make my thoughts clear. So when I need to think of what I want to say to people or what I want to communicate, I do like to write it out and see it in front of me and edit it a bit and make sure that it actually is what I'm thinking. So it's a bit different than the Toby, but it definitely helps me make sure that what I'm saying is what I actually want to be saying to other people. So I find that very important. Any other questions, Isolde?
What do you think are a few of the most common objects that make people's lives better?
I think you could say that pretty much all of the objects that we use in our houses somehow make our lives better, right? You have things that help us with mobility, like elevators and the like. I know that throughout the pandemic, we've all become very dependent on Zoom and all of these other communication systems that allowed us to stay safe at our homes and continue to stay connected with each other. But then I think given that we've been speaking so much about communication, I do think that even things like books or emails and all of these things allow us to share our thoughts and share humanity with each other, which are different forms of technology that are also very important.
Do you think that most people rely on a communication device to assist them with daily tasks?
Yes, I definitely think that people rely on communication devices, even though they don't really think about it, right? But we all do rely on our phones, we rely on the text messaging, and emails, and, you know, even again, Zoom, all of these systems that that are additions to our ability to sit in front of each other and speak. So that we're all very, very much dependent on this. And of course, there are all the jokes of people who will sit next to each other and text as opposed to speaking. Any communication devices, not necessarily called as such, are everyone's everyday lives.
What do you think Manon's object is?
So Mom's object, my first reaction of, again, thinking of what is the thing that she carries around with her at all times, and I would definitely say it's her iWatch, given how much she talks about it all the time. Otherwise, for I think sort of the longer history of what Mom depends on, I do think that her painting and her art is her own form of not necessarily technology, but her way of communicating and showing a part of herself and her thoughts. What do you think, Isolde?
The object has to do with creating art, painting. I would say her object is paper.
I think that's a very good one. And at once showing that even the most basic technologies are very, very important to all of our lives. So I think there's a theme to the three of us. All of us use these forms of communications to make sure that we're understood. I know that I wanted to jump back to you and your Toby, that you use your Toby and you want to use your voice in a number of ways now that the technology is available to you. Can you talk to me a little bit about your advocacy work and why it's important to you?
My advocacy work is very important to me. Through my advocacy work, I am less mysterious to others. Through my work, I am seen and heard and understood. I want to learn how to be a better self-advocate. I have learned that to be a self-advocate means that I know my rights and my responsibilities. I develop and carry out plans so that I have a voice in a world that often doesn't understand me. I want to advocate for people to understand that there are many ways to communicate and all of them should be heard. Speaking to others through the Toby educates others who are unfamiliar with a communication device and brings awareness to the fact that communication is so much more diverse than many people realize.
Thank you, Isolde. As always, your voice is so important. You have a lot of topics that within the advocacy world that you want to discuss. So what's, I think, one of your biggest priorities that you would like to use your voice for?
I would like to discuss the possibilities of independence for people with disabilities.
Well, I cannot wait to hear more about what you have to say on that. And I know that you use your Toby and other technologies to advocate. So beyond, I know that you were talking today, you've done poetry. What is the way that you like to advocate?
I also use my art as a way to advocate my thoughts about disability.
Thank you, Isolde. And again, I think we have sort of a blend of what our mother does with her art and you with your Toby and sort of this new and old technology for your voice. Thank you again so much for having given me the time and opportunity to talk with you and to answer all of these questions. It was really, really wonderful to hear your thoughts.
I love you, Audrey. You
are love you too. Thank you so much, Isolde. Love you too. We're good.